We bet you know this feeling. You're sitting on an airplane and the person in front of you begins to lean back. The seat reclines until it's practically in your lap. Well, over the past 2 weeks, this scenario has caused at least 3 flights to be diverted. That's because of disputes between passengers over reclining seats invading the ever-shrinking personal space on planes. NPR's David Shaper tells us more.
When I was a kid, and I'm one of 7, personal space in the back seat of the family station wagon was almost non-existent. So my sisters and I drew invisible lines between us. Reaching over was met with a smack, hair pull, or a punch. Then came that look from Mom and Dad's threat. Do I have to stop this car? Who knew that would be such good training for air travel?
I actually was on a flight recently, and it actually almost came to fisticuffs when a gentleman was pushing his seat back into another gentleman's knees.
49-year-old Jim Economist of Chicago is at O'Hare Airport preparing to board a flight to Minneapolis.
And the gentleman who was having the seat pushed back into him was about 6'8", and it was in his lap, and the gentleman kept trying to push his seat back, and it literally was a tug of war.
Economist is a frequent flyer, and he says he's seeing more and more of these kinds of conflicts as airlines try to cram planes full to keep fares low and squeeze out more profits.
I think it's absolutely getting worse. I've been traveling over 20 years, and obviously we had travel issues after 9/11, but it feels like the airlines have been actually pushing the seats tighter and tighter together. And even people who are of an average height have been feeling the heat, I think.
In recent days, a Delta flight from New York to Palm Beach was diverted to Jacksonville after one passenger berated another for reclining her seat. Air marshals intervened on an American flight to Paris when 2 passengers started fighting over a reclining seat. And a United flight from Newark to Denver was forced to land in Chicago when a man used a product called a knee defender. Prevent the woman in front of him from reclining into his personal space.
That kind of behavior is unacceptable.
49-year-old Abigail Vernon of Boston says the airlines are making the right call by diverting planes and kicking unruly passengers off. And other frequent flyers say people just need to relax and chill out as the flying experience becomes more, bus-like. 31-year-old Allie Whitmer of Chicago is heading to Memphis. She says she, too, is feeling the pinch of less seat space.
I mean, I get annoyed when the people next to me read their newspapers, but I'm not going to throw their newspaper down. Just put on my sunglasses and go to sleep.
But others want to stand their ground, albeit politely. Piyush Soni of Madison, Wisconsin, wonders why anyone would get all bent out of shape over reclining seats in the first place.
The fact that the airlines have given this privilege that you can recline your seat, it must mean something, because I am actually paying for a reclining seat.
But to others, those are clearly fighting words. So it falls upon flight attendants to referee such disputes. Jeffrey Tongis is a United flight attendant and spokesman for the flight attendants union.
When you get all these different people into one little tube, I mean, you're bound to have disagreements anywhere. The flight attendants, you know, we're very adept to conflict resolution and diffusing the situation.
Not unlike Mom or Dad mediating a dispute between bickering siblings in the back seat. Well, such skills will likely be in high demand for some time to come. Travel experts say because of airline economics, it appears tightly packed planes are here to stay. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.